from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Doran Dickerson, Nicholas Harry Callis behind the glass. And on that Fan Hotline right now is former Pittsburgh Pirate Jordy Mercer. Jordy, I hope that you're having a wonderful Monday, but how about this weekend, this past weekend that just came upon us? The Pittsburgh Pirates taking the series against the Phillies. Over 30,000 fans there on Friday. Just looked like an unbelievable atmosphere. But what were some of your feelings whenever you were watching that game, especially on Friday night, whenever they came back and won? Nick Gonzalez, he goes up there, hits the game-winning hit, and they win 8-7 over the best team in Major League Baseball. What are you feeling like right now, and how did you feel on Friday after that win?
Yeah, how electric was that? I mean, that was pretty impressive coming, you know, off the break. Into something like that. But I think we kind of expected that a little bit, you know, the way they've been playing, who their opponent was, and kind of things like that. So it's kind of an in-state little rivalry type thing. But they played great. I mean, they kind of continue to put it together. They kind of pick up where they left off. Great starting pitching to kind of set the tone, and was able to sustain it and able to get quality at bats there and continue to scratch and claw, you know, as you can say, to get back in it and finally come up with a big hit. But it was just all in all, a really good weekend. It's hard to sweep a team, you know, that good a team for three games. I mean, we've always talked about this, how, you know, any team it is, it's hard to go out and win three in a row. But to be able to take the series, to be able to continue, like I said, to push from you know, before the break started, where they've been playing some good baseball, and continue that over the course of the break, and then leading into the break, and then also after the break. So they've just been playing really good baseball all the way through and continuing to get good starting pitching. I think that's very, very important. As you saw, Luis Ortiz too as well. I mean, just coming in and throwing the ball great. So all in all, it was a great, great weekend, and I hope they continue it starting tonight.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Jordy, as a former player and being in situations that are similar to where the Pirates are right now, what is your mindset, and what should be their mindset right now after playing that series and playing the way that they did and heading into a divisional rival series that starts tonight against the Cardinals? Like, what is the mindset? Like, are you like, hey, like, is everybody like, okay, we can figure this out. We just got to take it one game at a time, one series at a time, and let's stay in the thick of things. What is the kind of universal mindset with all the players heading into this series tonight after you just won against the Phillies?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. I think one, your confidence is still really high. I mean, I think as a baseball player, it's all about confidence. It's all about, you know, where you're at. And the second thing is stay in the moment. Like, let's ride this thing. I think that's one of the most important things too, is you start wondering, you know, counting games and doing this and you know, how many does it take maybe to get to the wild card or whatever it might be. Hey, let's stay in the moment. We're playing some really good baseball right now. We got Mitch going, and then we got Paul going the next night. So let's stay in that moment. We know we got two really good starting pitchers coming up for us. Let's try to take another series versus a divisional opponent and continue just to eat games. I think that's the most important thing, is continuing to play well right now in this moment and take advantage of, you know, of your starting pitching and take advantage of continuing just to slowly eat games in the wild card and slowly eat games towards that division too as well. Because, you know, there's still a bunch of teams that are in it. I just looked a minute ago. In a sense, there's only two teams technically out. The others are all at least four games, and it slowly starts creeping up from there. So there's still a lot of teams in it that are – a lot of teams are playing for something. So it's going to be exciting to watch down this road, and I love the position they're in. I love the way they're playing. It's just about those timely hits and starting pitching, and they're kind of figuring that out right now.
Jordy, I mean, to me it doesn't seem like a fluke. It just seems like whenever they played the Orioles, they beat them in a series. They tied a series earlier in the season against the Phillies. They beat the Braves in a series. They beat the Dodgers in a series, and now they beat the Phillies in a series again. It just doesn't seem like a fluke. If whenever you're watching these games and you watch it differently than most people, what are you seeing that might be consistent in them beating these top-tier teams in series? Do you see anything that's like, you know, a definite or a detailed thing that they do that enhances them to beat these teams?
Well, to me, it's the starting pitching. I mean, I've talked about this for a long time about the starting pitching depth that they have. And they got some guys that, you know, Jared Jones and Fultz, they got some guys that are hurt that are also can give you quality innings too as well. So you just got another guy stepping up. And I love the way that they're always going to be in the games when they have good starting pitching. And, you know, a lot of people know this in baseball is starting pitching wins. Mm. That's what wins. Pitching is always the key. If you look in all the recent playoff games and playoff teams, usually the score, I mean, there may be one or two in a seven-game set that's, you know, kind of a blown-out game, but usually it's a tight game and it's 3-2, 4-2, you know, whatever, 4-5, things like that. It's all starting pitching. It's all bullpen help. I think the bullpen is starting to take shape too a little bit. I think you saw Majeski continuing to throw tight innings. They're giving him a little bit more leeway, which is great. And Nicklaus too as well. I just think there's really, really good things happening with the arms, and things are starting to take shape. Guys are starting to figure out, you know, their role. And I think that's very, very important as you get later into the season, into September baseball, things like that, where guys know their role a little bit more and know how to prepare and know what to do. And I think starting pitching is huge, too, because it's going to keep you in games for the long haul.
Fantax Line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. All right, in the first game against the Phillies, O'Neill Cruz had three hits. In the second game, he had a hit and a home run. Whenever you look at O'Neill Cruz right now, what do you think? Do you think he could be a guy that can transition into a top 10 shortstop in Major League Baseball by the end of this season?
Well, first of all, I wish I could hit a ball 120 mile an hour for that. I mean, holy cow. That one he hit to center was incredible. Like, it on a line off the base of the wall. Like, come on, man. That is unbelievable. I just marvel at him. You know, I marvel at some of the things that he can do on a baseball field. And I said this when I was on the air, you know, during pre and post game. I was like, guys, we're watching something that it's kind of a unicorn here. We don't know really what to say or what to do because he's 6'7", right? So we've never really been in this territory before and watching a player. And being that athletic and being that tall, those usually don't combine in baseball unless you're a pitcher or unless you're, you know, corner outfielder or whatnot. But he's playing a premier position in the big leagues. Shortstop is very, very hard to play, and he's doing it. And that's what's so cool to see is being that tall, that athletic, and being able to go out, you know, day in and day out what he's doing and putting up numbers. I think we've all, you know, known that he can hit, right? But he's starting to get more familiar with shortstop. He's starting to understand the position a little bit more. His mistakes are a lot less than what they were. And it's experience. It's understanding the position, like I said, and doing your homework and gaining that game experience. And it's just, we need to step back and watch this because it's just so fun to see, watch him play baseball, knowing that he's so tall and so athletic. And we're kind of in this uncharted waters here of watching a guy like this, because I don't know if Major League Baseball has ever seen anything like this being that tall. Like, oh, there's been 6'4", 6'5" guys. All right. But he's 6'7". I mean, maybe even more than that. I don't know what shoes on. Right. So, I think we just got to step back and watch this unfold and watch this marvel of a talent in front of our eyes, and knowing that, hey, with the bat in his hand, especially, anything can happen. I mean, that's what's so exciting was he gets to the plate. You have no idea what the next move is on his part because he can obviously hit one in the water and obviously hit one like we just saw over 120 miles off the base of the wall, almost tearing the wall down too. So, I mean, it's incredible to watch this kid play, and he's just going to get better and better as he gets older and more experienced.
Whenever I was watching the All-Star game, they had Aaron Judge mic'd up, and they also had Soto mic'd up, and they obviously play center field and right field. And they were talking about how they communicate. Like, what's the communication like between the two of them? And I think Judge was like, well, we have to communicate because, you know, we have to, you know, say who's getting the ball or, you know, moving around, doing this, and that. And it got me wondering, and I wanted to ask you personally this question, like, what is the communication like between third, short, and in second base? Like, what is the communication, even off the diamond, off the field? What's the communication and the camaraderie like between Hayes, O'Neill Cruz, and Nick Gonzalez? Like, how on the same page do you have to be, even without having to talk or even silent communication? What is that like in the infield with the three guys there?
Well, a lot of your work is done, you know, during pregame. I mean, I think that's a lot of you get together, you turn double plays. You're constantly just, you know, talking about different things and whatnot, but game plans, things like that. You just get so familiar with that person, especially your double play partner. I think that's huge for me. You know, second base was Neil Walker a lot and Josh Harrison a lot. So, you know, I spent a lot of time with those guys on and off the field. I mean, those guys were great buddies in general for me. We still talk to this day, but for both of them. So it's just knowing what they like, knowing what they don't like, knowing where they want the ball, knowing where they don't want the ball, things like that, knowing just their tendencies and kind of what they do differently than other players that you played with, things like that. And then on the other side, third base, I mean, for me, I wanted to know what pitch was coming. So I was communicating with the third base, whether that's Pedro or David Fries or whatever, on what pitch was coming. And they would let me know what pitch was coming because I could see the pitches they couldn't. So it was always a communication. And I always asked them, hey, I want to know what pitch is coming. Do you want to know? And that we would vice versa, things like that. But it's just having that relationship that you know, like I said, what they want to know, what they don't want to know, what they like, what they don't want to like, things like that. And it just makes your life easier, you know, knowing that, hey, your right-hand man is to your left and right. And those guys are going to trenches with you every single day. And again, you're everyday players, right? So if you guys stay healthy, you're going to be on the field for the most part, all three of y'all, more than anybody on the field. So it's nice having those guys around and basically having your back too as well.
Well, Jordy, it's been fun. Good talking to you, man. We really appreciate it.
No, yeah, I enjoy it, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. There he goes, Jordy Mercer, former shortstop of the Pittsburgh Pirates. Coming up next, we will break down a little bit of what happened this weekend and, you know, heading into tonight as Keller takes the mound at 6:40 against the St. Louis Cardinals.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Thorne Dickerson, Nicholas Harry Cowles here with you on the Fan Morning Show. Coming up next is Dan Zangrilli. We'll break down the Pirates series against the Phillies and the upcoming series against the Cardinals. Neil Walker brought to you by Bet365. Neil Walker obviously wasn't here last segment. He is on vacation, and that was Jordy Mercer. But he is brought to you by Bet365. Bailey Falter, he threw live the other day, July 18th, and he is due to be activated possibly today from his injury. He's been out, what, 3 weeks, Callis? You're not on.
Wrong okay. button. Since go. July 6th.
Since July 6th, he's been injured. So the Pirates could be getting healthy here soon. He could be activated, I guess, tonight, maybe, if they wanted to.
Yeah, Derek Shelton said they're still going to take his, you know, one step at a time. But his injury time is over. His injured list time is over. So he is eligible to be activated today if they want to. If they don't, they'll have to keep him on the injured list and do another 15 days.
This injury report is brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. Callis, are you excited for this? Like, knowing and experiencing what you just experienced over the last 3 days, does that make you more excited about this series against the Cardinals with Mitch Keller starting on the mound tonight, and then you have Skeens tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, it shows that they can play up to competition with not their best pitchers, and now you're shoving your best pitchers at the Cardinals, which is a weaker team. So by logic, yeah, I mean, they should be able to have a better chance to win against a team that is weaker than the Phillies with better pitchers. I don't know. I always have some pessimism sometimes because it feels like these games are a trap. And we've seen that the Pirates offense has not hit in some games where Skeens has started and then they've ended up losing. I'm hoping that's over. I'm hoping that they don't do that again. But after watching how they played against the Phillies, overall I'm optimistic about how they're going to do, especially with the pitchers they're throwing out there.
Who's one guy, just not an obvious guy, not like Skeens or Keller or Reynolds, but who's one guy that has been a pleasant surprise to you thus far?
Joshua Palacios.
Yes, I like that pick. Yeah. I like that.
He brings a lot of energy, I think, and he's backed it up. I mean, he's got a home run or two here, I think, since he's been called up, but he's got a lot of energy, and I think he's talented, and I think he's one of those under-the-radar players. I've always liked him, and I'm glad he's up now getting his opportunity, but I think he's been flying under the radar, but he's made an impact, and I like what he's done.
Yeah, he made a nice catch yesterday in the outfield, and then there was almost the same one and kind of just fell, but those are hard catches, obviously, to make. But yeah, he definitely has brought a lot of energy, and I feel like he's a big-time team guy, like morale. Like, he brings a morale. But that's how Santana was last year, too. I feel like he was a good morale guy. That's why I wanted Santana back this year. I think it was like $5.7 million that he wanted, and you know, they ended up, obviously, signing Tellez to 3.2. Tellez has been pretty damn good this past, what, month and a half.
Do we trust Tellez to sustain success?
Sure. Enough.
I don't think there's going to be a drop-off point?
I think this is the farthest it'll drop, where he's at now. I don't think that he'll drop below where he's at now. I think he finally found who he was, and he was hot for a while, and now I think he's kind of cooling down a little bit, but I don't think he's going to, like, freeze to death. You know, I think he's just cooling off.
I'm terrified. Now, what I'm most terrified of is going into a playoff series and seeing how the offense is going to perform. I think we trust the pitchers enough. Paul Skeens, I think pitching in the All-Star game proves that he can handle bigger moments or more magnified moments. I have no idea. I mean, we're talking far away now. You know, are they going to make the playoffs? I hope so. I think so. But if we're talking about winning a playoff series, like, I'm scared that the offense may – they're either going to do really well or they're going to not produce at all.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's a middle ground of, like, because they haven't been very balanced in how they've scored this season. They either score an abundance of runs or they score none. So he's one of those players that scares me,
mm-hmm.
because he was real cold. He got real hot.
And now he's just kind of...
What's he going to do against playoff teams when that big moment comes?
True. It's 9:26. Time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they can do for you. Like, there's one thing of our perception of the Pirates, and a lot of people have a negative one still and always will, and I, you know, I don't fault them for that. Like, I understand what they have gone through in the last 30 so years, not believing in this club. I get it. But there's one thing about our perception. There's another thing about the perception of former players that are talking heads now, like Smoltz, saying that they could be a dangerous team in the playoffs. You see it all across the country. Whatever, you know, big time outlet it is, they're talking about the Pirates and how they could be something pretty good. But I do wonder, Callis, like, what the perception is of players and teams and managers of the Pirates. Like, tonight, like, what does Paul Goldschmidt or Nolan Arenado think of the Pirates? Like, what are they thinking right now? They're in their hotel. They're obviously here in Pittsburgh. They're going to have batting practice at some point, get warmed up, and they're going to go through their day. Like, do they think of the Pirates like, oh, man, like, we have to bring our you-know-what tonight because this team is pretty good? Or they're like, eh, they're just the Pirates. Like, they're just lucky right now. What do you think the perception is like around the league whenever teams have to play the Pirates right now?
Well, I remember a season or two ago when the Pirates beat the Cardinals, Ollie Marmol kind of poo-pooed that in his press conference and said, we didn't play well, didn't give much credit to the Pirates, you know, having the talent to beat them. So I do remember that. I also remember something John Wehner told us a month or two ago about teams facing Paul Skeens. That won't be tonight, but it'll be this series, that there's an excitement factor at first that you get to try and face and beat the best in baseball. So I think that a lot of teams that haven't seen him, now the Cardinals have seen him, so maybe they're going to be scared now, but you know, a lot of those teams that haven't faced him yet may have higher anticipation to face him because they want to see what it's all about and see if they can conquer that.
Mm-hmm.
Now again, the Cardinals have already seen him, their fans have cheered him on, so maybe they're terrified. I don't know, but there's a heightened awareness now, I would think, of other teams.
Yes.
Like, they have to care and think about certain players. It's not just so much an easy victory anymore like it used to be a couple years ago.
Yeah, I totally feel that. I see exactly where you're coming from. It's not like you're just going to roll in and be like, okay, like, we have a 3-game series against the Pirates, we're probably going to at least get 2. Like, I'm sure the teams used to think that in the last how many years. Like, oh, yeah, we're going to get 2. So let's check off 2 wins in our column whenever we play against the Pirates. I don't think that's the case anymore.
No, right now the Pirates are hard to figure out. That's what baseball is about, you know, each individual at bat. You know, how do you approach it, you know, from a hitter standpoint, a pitcher standpoint? And I think that now the Cardinals are going to have to come into this series and think harder about how they're going to approach each hitter, because the hitters are hot right now for the Pirates. And the hitters for the Cardinals are going to have to find out an answer for hot guys on the mound like Keller and Skeens, and that's something that might have been an easier task before.
Coming up next, our guy, Dan Zangrilli. He will join the Fan Morning Show. Dan Zangrilli is brought to you by the injury lawyers of LGKG. LGKG, Western PA injury lawyers for over 90 years, LGKG.com. We'll talk to Dan and break down the series against the Phillies and maybe break down the series against the Cardinals that's coming up. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection. Doran Dickerson, Nicholas Harry Callis behind the glass, and Dan Zangrilli is here on the Fan Morning Show. Dan, you walked in and you sat down in the middle of last segment, and as I was talking, and you know how you do this job, you learn how to multitask, and like before I did this job, I couldn't multitask at all. I'd have to be focused on one thing and wouldn't be able to see anything. But now that I've done it for so long, I recognize things, and you sat down, and I was like, oh, while I was talking about the Pirates, I was like, in my head, Dan has a Rocky IV beard now. And you walked in, and it's like when Rocky went to Russia to train, and then Adrian came because she hadn't seen him in months, and he had that full dark Italian beard, and that's what you have right now.
And here it is.
Yes.
It just appeared out of nowhere.
Like, literally.
It tends to do that.
I mean, how fast can you probably grow that in, what, a day or two?
This is about a week.
A week?
Yeah.
And that's a full beard. I've never seen you with a beard.
What?
No.
Oh, come on. You should. I have, like, pandemic photos.
Was it long?
I mean, oh, my God. I didn't touch it for maybe 6 months. I'll send them to you.
Really?
It's
I've never seen you with a beard, and it caught me by surprise.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, I'm always, like, not clean shaven. It's an uphill battle. Because I could shave.
I feel like you're always clean shaven.
This morning, but I have to do it like every day or every other day.
Oh, yeah.
It's tough. It's a grind. I don't like it.
You probably could grow a beard in what, eighth grade?
No, it probably high school.
High school?
Yeah, high school. I had like the chin goatee guy and like we had the sideburns.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the Abercrombie and Fitch necklaces and stuff. It was a tough scene. Tough scene.
It wasn't a tough scene down at PNC Park this weekend.
How vibes were immaculate.
Yes, yes.
Vibes were immaculate.
Let's break that down. I mean, obviously the first game, the comeback win, and then the second game, they just rode that momentum. A lot of people that showed up at the park, I mean, 30,000 the first night. I mean, I'm sure the atmosphere was great. I was listening to it on the radio and listening to Joe Block's call on Friday, and I was screaming in my car whenever Nick Gonzalez made that hit. And in the background, I could hear just cheers. It was loud, and I was like, this feels like a playoff atmosphere.
Well, on the TV side, Greg didn't say anything on the walk-off hit. It was Bob Walkie just said, there it is. And kudos to Greg, and Joe was amazing too. You could just hear this groundswell, just this echo, almost kind of like a soccer tribal atmosphere thing going on. And it was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, puts on display when this team gets cooking, playing well. And you've got some really good competition across the way. I mean, it was Pittsburgh. Like, it was just the quintessential Pittsburgh kind of thing going on. Because you had a lot of Philly fans that buy their tickets in February that try to take over the ballpark. And listen, they were well represented all weekend long. But anytime Philadelphia tried to get something going, and listen, when they did things well, especially in that first inning, they put up 3 runs, game one of the series. It was, I was like, oh, man, this is almost... It's almost embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, Pittsburgh fans showed up, showed out, and they would drown them out. And it was fun. There was just a back and forth going, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia. This is the best team in baseball, the Phillies. They have, what, 6 all-stars? 8, maybe? I'm sorry. Anyway, just a ton of all-stars. Like, this is I was looking at the line, like Schwarber, 19 homers. Turner. Bryce Harper, 21-61. Alec Boehm was in the Derby. He had 70 RBIs. Then it's Castellanos. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like, it's a tough lineup to navigate, and to take 2 of 3 from them, it's pretty impressive.
D, are you buying back in at all?
Yeah,
do you want to have this time to go?
Yeah, to backpedal a little bit.
Yeah.
I appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, there you go. I'll give you the floor.
Well, I guess I have to, because everything that I came on here last week, and I think it was just Adam and I, you know, he asked me what percentage of a chance do you see the Pirates have of making the postseason. I said 0. I just didn't see a pathway forward because there was a sample size that they put on paper and on tape for the better part of 2.5 months over 60 games of not being able to win 3 in a row, but they weren't losing 3 in a row. They were just this pedestrian team alternating wins and losses. And in doing so, they were just leaking a half game, a game per week back in the standings. And I really didn't see the ability for them to chunk off a bunch of victories as they have. And maybe as soon as I said it, that's exactly when they rip off 8 of 9. They win 6 in a row. The streak snapped yesterday. And, okay, I'm thinking to myself, because I'm always looking at it from a skeptical lens, and I try to stay as objective as possible. All right, well, they caught the White Sox. Okay, you sweep the White Sox. Big deal. That's one of the worst teams that we've seen in a long time. But look at July. They're 10-6. They've won 4 of 5 series, and they've done really well in this 10-6. 4 of the 5 teams that they've played are playoff teams. They dropped a series to St. Louis. They split with the Mets. They take 2 of 3 from Milwaukee. That started everything. They sweep the White Sox, and then you just put on paper some really quality baseball against a Phillies team that maybe you caught at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
I'll step back and say that, but be that as it may, you played your schedule, you played playoff teams, And you're 10-6 in July.
Mm-hmm. How do you think it's going to go this series tonight, starting tonight? Mitch Keller on the mound, 6:40 pitch, and then tomorrow you got Skeens and it's against St. Louis.
So that's why I wasn't up in arms when everybody was just offended that Martin Perez came and started the first game against Philadelphia. I think you wanted to give Mitch a little bit of breathing room. You certainly wanted to do that with Skeens, and you have a division series of the team directly ahead of you coming up in 3 days. So I really was mystified by why everyone was so mad that Skeens and Keller started against a non-division opponent. Well, lines up pretty nicely now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
This is a Monday, Tuesday. I'd like to see them go elsewhere on Wednesday. They're going to go with Perez again. I'd rather see Priester. But
Falter might be activated, too.
He's going to do a rehab, I think.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, so, but he's close and not all that, you know, far away. Jones, unfortunately, is more August-ish as we kind of anticipated. But you know what really throws a fly into the ointment here? They're scoring runs. They came in with 81 runs to yesterday's game, those fifth most in baseball, in July. And listen, it's July 22nd. So they've put some stuff on paper, on tape, that's pretty irrefutable. Some other guys are starting to hit in the lineup, even Hayes to a certain extent. Gonzalez is starting to heat back up. Telez really hasn't cooled since June. And Reynolds is out of his mind. Kutch is on a 7-game hit streak. O'Neill Cruz, outside of what happened yesterday, really good series, just absolutely dynamic, and I think he's taking the next steps. Those two hits, big extra base hits in game two, off of tough left-handers. So
don't run too,
don't sweep that under the rug, what Cruz is doing offensively. But what really throws a fly into the ointment here in a good way, Doran, is Luis Ortiz. That changes the algebraic equation.
Yes.
If this is here to stay, oh boy.
Yes.
Look out.
Yes. He had 7 innings pitched. He only gave up 3 hits. It's exactly what the doctor ordered. Whenever you have a series like that, and like you said, people are up in arms and not seeing Skeens, not seeing Keller, not seeing your top dogs, and going with that rotation, it's exactly what you couldn't have drawn it up or written it better for them to get those wins with that crew, and then Ortiz stepping up the way that he did.
7 shutout innings. It's a sub-1 ERA, I think, in his last 4 starts. He's going right at guys. He's aggressive. He's unafraid. Like, all of the things that sort of Jared Jones does from a mindset perspective, which I think is a organizational philosophy that he's really adapted. And, you know, there's a lot of question. He burst onto the scene a couple of years ago, then takes a big step backward. We were asking the question, like, what are they doing with these pitchers? Well, they seem like they have him right. And you can argue that he has been the most undervalued Pirate. He's pitched in every role and excelled. You know, as an athlete, you move guys haphazardly from role to role. And you do that throughout the course of a season. And you change job responsibilities. That's not a really easy thing to do as an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
You can attest to that. He's a late inning guy at times. He's a bulk reliever when they're underneath games. They're using him as an opener at times. And then, okay, now you're going to start and get on that starter's routine is everything, isn't it? This guy, the only thing routine is there has been no routine for Luis Ortiz. Now, if he's in this rotation every fifth day, and if he is in line with, you know, what Keller, Skeens, and Jones have done at times, you're looking at 6-7 pitchers. You can arrange the deck chairs accordingly. And what that can do is it can also keep the Skeens workload in play.
Yes.
Because another reason why I said what I said last week, it's like, okay, you need like Skeens and Jones and even Keller to a certain extent. You've got to ride them hard to get to the postseason, but especially with Skeens and Jones, you're going to be running into these workload issues. So it's kind of it's a rock and a hard place to be in. But now, 7 starting pitchers, Marco Gonzalez is healthy. I don't know what what lies ahead for Martin Perez. He's not been good, but Quinn Priester, I think, is turning a corner. Like, okay.
It's starting to look legit. It really is. And, you know, I'm excited for tonight. Dan, thank you so much for joining the show. Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Social Media's Biggest Loser brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. And that is and always is Jason Whitlock. I am not going to say what he tweeted earlier, but or maybe it was yesterday, but you can go look for yourself if you feel like it, but he is a loser. 100%, and he will always be social media's biggest loser. Whenever I don't feel like looking for a biggest loser, it's Jason Whitlock is the biggest loser all the time. He's ridiculous. All right, Cardinals, Pirates, tonight, 6:40, Mitch Keller on the mound. Tomorrow, you got your guy Paul Skeens. He will take the mound against the Cardinals. Another big series win for the Pirates, as you all know, against the Phillies, the best team in Major League Baseball. PNC Park was packed, great atmosphere, great showing and comeback win on Friday night by the Pirates with Nick Gonzalez hitting the game-winning hit. And then Saturday, you got O'Neill Cruz playing at a high level. Yesterday didn't play as well in the field, but he, as Dan said earlier, may be on to being that guy we expect O'Neill Cruz to be. He may be on that way. We'll see during this series, see which guy shows up. But Mitch Keller on the mound tonight, 6:40. I don't even know who's going for the Cardinals. Do you know who's going for the Cardinals, Dan?
Palante, I think.
Palante?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Palante, Keller, then you got Skeens tomorrow. Crowley will be back tomorrow. I'll be here. Callis will be here. We'll have Jeff Hathorn. Who else do we have, Callis? That's it. Right? Southside Jake. Are you smarter than a plumber? Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 82, low of 66, 45% chance of rain. Tomorrow, high of 85, low of 66 with overcast.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.